try to compare, we should not waste much time in trying to artificially produce by the means of the same material nature with our imperfect senses. We should not trade into those directions. For example, understanding the planetary systems as it is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada made it specific that we should introduce this and we should demonstrate just to confuse the scientists more. To make their attempts more frustrated. That is the real reason. That it is such a fantastic descriptions that even though our efforts to produce this phenomena that is being described in Vedic planetarium, it is to give them more brain-churning exercises. So we stick to the authority. We do not give much credence to the so-called modern scientific research. So I'll read text number 11. On the four sides of great mountain known as Sumeru are four mountains, Mandaras, Meru Mandara, Suparshva and Kumuda, which are like its belts. The length and height of these mountains are calculated to be 10,000 yojanas, means 80,000 miles. Smile. Standing like flagstaffs on the summit of these four mountains are a mango tree, a rose apple tree, a kadamba tree, and a banyan tree. Those trees are calculated to have a width of 100 yojanas, means 800 miles, and the height of 100 yojanas, means 8,800 miles, and their branches are spread to a radius of 1,100 yojanas. O Maharaj Parikshit, the best of Bharata dynasty, between these four mountains are four huge lakes. The water of the first tastes just like milk, and water of the second is like honey, and that of the third like sugarcane juice. The fourth is filled with pure water. The celestial beings such as the Siddhas, Charanas, Gandharvas, who are also known as demigods, enjoy the facility of four lakes. Consequently, they have the natural perfections of Maestic Yoga, which is described like the power to become smaller than the smallest or greater than the greatest. There are also four celestial gardens named Nandana, Chitrarath, Vaibhavjraka, and Sarvatobhadra. The best of the demigods, along with their wives, who are like ornaments of heavenly beauty, meet together and enjoy within these gardens, while their glories are sung by lesser demigods known as Gandharvas. On the lower slopes of Mandar mountain is a mango tree named Devachuta. It is 1,100 yojanas high. Mangoes as big as mountain peaks and as sweet as nectar fall from the top of the tree for the enjoyment of the denizens of heaven. In the Vayu Puran, Prabhupada says, there is also a reference to this tree by the great learned sages. Artani nam satani astava ekasati adhikani cha phala pramanam akhyatam rishibhi tattvadarshibhi. Of course, the translation is not given, but the reference is cited, means it is not only found in this particular Srimad Bhagavatam, but Vyasadeva has also written somewhere else. When all the solid fruits fall from such a height, they break and the sweet fragrant juice within them flows out and becomes increasingly more fragrant as it mixes with other scents. That juice cascades from the mountain like waterfalls and become a river called Arunoda, which flows pleasantly through the eastern side of Ilavarta. The pious wives of the Yakshas act as personal maidservants to assist Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, because they drink the water of the river Arunoda. Their bodies become fragrant and the air carries away that fragrance. It perfumes the entire atmosphere for 80 miles around. Similarly, the fruits of the jambu tree, which are full of pulp and a very small seed, fall from the great height and break into pieces. Those fruits are the size of elephants. And the juice gliding from them becomes a river named Jambu Nadi. This river falls a distance of 10,000 yojanas from the summit of Meru Mandara to the southern side of Ilavarta and floods the entire land of Ilavarta with the juice. There's a small purport. We can only imagine how much juice there might be in a fruit that is the size of an elephant, but has very tiny seed. Naturally, the juice from the broken fruit, jambu fruit, forms waterfalls and floods the entire land of Ilavarta. That juice produces immense quantity of gold, as will be explained in this next verse, that is today's verse, 2022. Tavad ubhayaro pi rodasa mrittika tadrasena avidyamana vayavyakark sanyoga vipakena sadamaraloka maranam jambunadam nama suvarna bhavati yadu havava vibhuta dayah sa yuvatir bir mukut kartaka Katisutra Adya Bharan Abharana Rupena Kaludharayanti. Tavat means entirely. Ubhayo means of both. Rodasaha of the banks, which Mrittika, the mud, Tadarasena, with the juice of the jambu fruit that flows in a river. Anuvidyamana, being saturated. Vayu arka sanyoga vipakena, because of chemical reaction with the air and sunshine, sada, always. Amara loka abharanam, which is used for the ornaments of the demigods, the denizens of heavenly planets. Jambunadam nama, name Jambunada. So varnam, gold, bhavati, becomes yat which. Uha vava, indeed, vibhud adayaha, the great demigods, saha with yuvati bihi, their everlastingly youthful wives, mukut, crowns, kataka, bangles, katisutra, belts, adi, and so on, abharana, of all kinds of ornaments, Rupena, in the form Kalo, indeed Dharayanti, they possess. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The mud on both banks of river Jambu Nadi, being moistened by the flowing juice and then dried by the air and the sunshine, produce a huge quantity of gold called Jambu Nada. The denizens of the heaven use this gold for various kinds of ornaments. Therefore, all the inhabitants of the heavenly planets and their youthful wives are fully decorated with golden helmets, bangles and belts, and thus they enjoy life. By the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the rivers on some planets produce gold on their banks. The poor inhabitants of this earth, because of their incomplete knowledge, are captivated by so-called Bhagavan, who can produce a small quantity of gold. However, it is understood that in the higher planetary system in this material world, the mud on the bank of Jambu Nadi mixes with Jambu juice, reacts with the sunshine in the air, and automatically produces huge quantities of gold. Thus the men and women are decorated there by various golden ornaments, and they look very nice. Unfortunately, on the earth there is such scarcity of gold that the governments of the world try to keep it in reserve and issue paper currency. Because that currency is not backed up by gold, the paper they distribute as money is worthless. But nevertheless, the people on the earth are very proud of their material advancement. In modern times, the girls and ladies have ornaments made up of plastic instead of gold. And plastic utensils are used instead of golden ones. Yet people are very proud of their material wealth. Therefore, the people of this age are described as mandasu mandamatayo mandabhagya hi upadruta. In other words, they are extremely bad and slow to understand the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have been described as sumanda mataha because their conceptions are so crippled that they accept a bluffer who produced a little gold to be God. Because they have no gold in their possession, they are actually poverty stricken, and therefore they are considered unfortunate. Sometimes these unfortunate people want to be promoted to heavenly planets to achieve fortunate positions as described in this verse. But pure devotees of the Lord are not at all interested in such opulences. Indeed, devotees sometimes compare the color of gold to that of the bright golden stool. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed devotees not to be allured by golden ornaments and beautifully decorated women. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. A devotee should not be allured by gold, beautiful women, or prestige of having many followers. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore confidentially prayed, Mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatat bhakti rahito kitvai. My Lord, please bless me with your devotional service. I do not want anything else. A devotee may pray to be delivered from the material world. That is his only aspiration. Ainanda tanuja patitam mam vishame bhavam budhau kripaya tava pada pangajap sthita dulis sadrasham vichintaya. The humble devotee simply prays to the Lord, kindly pick me up from the material world, which is full of varieties of material opulences, and keep me under the shelter of your lotus feet. Srila Narottam Das Thakur prays, Haha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Vrishabhanu Sutta Yuta Karuna Karahai Bar Narottam Das Koi Natheli Orangapai Tomavine Kiyache Amar. O my Lord, O son of Nanda Maharaj, now you are standing before me with your consort, the daughter of Vrishabhanu, Srimati Radharani. Kindly accept me as the dust of your lotus feet. Please do not kick me away, for I have no other shelter. Similarly, Prabodhananda Saraswati indicates the position of the demigod who are decorated with golden helmets and other ornaments is no better than Phantasmuria. Tridashapura akashapushpayate. A devotee is never allured by such opulences. He simply aspires to become the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, this is the description of Jambudvipa, which is very famous for its jambu fruit. Each fruit is like a big elephant, and it has very small seed. Not only that jambu fruit is easily achievable. No, it falls in its own accord and it gets smashed. But the juice creates big waterfalls like falls and turn into river. The banks of the river are also saturated with this juice. And with sunshine and air, it becomes solid and turn into gold. The jambu season will come in summer. Try. Take some jambu fruits, make a juice and put it in the mud and bake in the sun. It will not create gold here. But nonetheless, these descriptions are somewhat similar in the sense of when the gold rush started in America. People were so blinded, they were rushing to New Mexico, California in America. And they were virtually shifting the soil that carries the gold particles in the river. This was the easiest way to collect gold. Then they went towards the source more and more and they found mountains. And they started digging mountains. And the gold was in the stones on the mountain. And still they are doing it. In Tabwa. They do the same thing, right? In Johannesburg, they do the same thing. Some of the mines have been closed down. But similarity is still there. But descriptions are fantasized by the modern mind. They don't understand that this is not the place for producing this gold. But nonetheless, the gold is the gift of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has created this material world. And because it is all attractive, it becomes standard for the wealth. But in Kali Yuga, the description of this member of Kali Yuga, Sabhya, Prayana Alpayushya Sabhya Kalavat Asojana Kalavasu. In this Kali Yuga, the member of Kali Yuga will be short-lived. Mandasa Mandamatayo, he will be lazy. So something should be attractive to remove his laziness. And that is gold. So even illiterate, idiotic people, simply for the lust of gold, they would take great adventures. And they are glorified in Bollywood, Hollywood movies. Isn't it? Yes, people are made. Sumanda Mateo, Manda Bhagya. They always show there is a war for gold and shooting each other indiscriminately, just on slightest provocation, thinking that this person is my competitor, enemy. So the lust of the gold is pushing it into a very drastic, destroying mood. Shoots. So indiscriminate shooting. And people think that, yeah, he has style of shooting. So, what is that movie called? Magnum Impact. Such a force. Now, force, energy, everything belongs to Krishna. But see how the lust of the age of the Kali, people are destroying their intelligence by this lust of gold. It is very, very dangerous. At the slightest provocation, they will kill each other. They killed indiscriminately the Red Indians who were possessing this land just for the gold. They'll purchase the whole land simply on the price of one gun. Gun became the biggest agent to purchase the entire America. Nonetheless, they are very unfortunate, because even though the attraction towards the opulence is there, but they want to possess the opulence instead of understanding whose opulence is this. So their entire intelligence is corrupted. So, mandamati, then mandabhagya, and upadrata means always remain disturbed. The land is still disturbed. However, the governments come, unite all these states, make it United States of America, but yet the gold standard is getting into problem. Some people think, yeah, yellow gold is not good, black gold is good. Black gold means the oil that comes from the fossil oil. The big oil company want to control their empire. They will select who will be the president and who will not, who serves their interest. So it becomes cannot be controlled, cannot be ruled. So people keep on struggling for survival of fittest would be the situation, but it is artificially imposed. While on the other side, those who understand the purpose of this material world, why it became so opulent. Opulency is a very virtuous point to aspire for, or having our desires fulfilled. Without opulence, there is no attraction. And without attraction, there is no impetus to work for. But overemphasizing the material acquisition becomes detrimental. People lose the meaning of life. Either too much poverty or too much opulence, both are destructive to the meaningful living. So it all depends upon karma. The opulence of the Lord is directly manifested by His divine energies. Similarly, we see the spiritual opulences are ever existing, but material opulences are reflections and they are temporary and changing nature. But nonetheless, the same energy of the Lord, if you know something about, say, Lalita Astakam, in glorification of Lalita Sundari, which is expansion of Parvati in the manifested material world. In this glorification, they also claim the same thing, Parasha Shaktir Vividhiya Suryate. She is the reflective energy, but the reflective energy is also manifesting the same exact nature, of course, in a perverted form. Completely opposite. In Kathopanishad, we know that the definition of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Nachatasya Karnam Karnam Chavidyate Nachatasamasam Abhi Adhikachya Drashyate Parasha Shaktir Vividhiya Suryate Swabhaviki Jnana Balak Kriyacha. The energy, spiritual energy of the transcendental Lord manifests into the Jnana Balak Kriya. Now, Jnana Bala Kriya, Jnana means the knowledge, Bala means strength, and Kriya means activities. But these activities belong to the soul, must be spiritual in nature. So, spiritualists use this particular verse for the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as a definition even. To define the Supreme Lord, we use the same verse. But those who are Mayavadis, and especially they glorify Lalita Sundari, they also use the same verse. because the material manifestation is the direct reflection, but it is temporary. They don't understand. They think that this material world is the only creation, and its custodian is Maya Devi. So everything that happens within her jurisdiction is also Maya. They say even Vishnu comes as an avatar, he has to be under the subjugation of Maya. They don't understand the transcendental nature at all. But rather they want to express, using the same Vedic verses for manifestation of Jnana, Bala and Kriya. Physical strength, physical knowledge and physical activities. So the soul will be bewildered. The soul, under the false ego, thinks that he wants to be proprietor of this manifested material nature. And that's why he has come to fulfill his desire. So they will use the same understanding, but it is not transcendental. They come under the grip of the three modes of material nature. Gold is rajogun. Gold is not called sattvagun because its allurement, its influence puts one into mode of passion. So mode of passion, and that results in mode of ignorance. When the mode of passion frustrates, it turns into wrath. When the wrath is there, then one loses the composure of his mind. He becomes bewildered. A bewildered soul totally forgets his originality for the purpose which he is existing in this material world. So his remembrance will be lost about his reality. Then when the remembrance is lost, his intelligence is lost, and intelligence is lost, he will be finished or just rotting in the cycle of repeated birth and death. So if we use the same situation, yes, gold is the root cause of all sins in this Kali Yuga, because Kali asks the shelter in the gold. Parikshit Maharaj gave, and they say he first entered in his crown and therefore he lost the composure. But nonetheless, gold is an impetus. So for spiritualists, seeing gold, na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaya. Gold is related to dhanam, janam also, and sundarim also. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, stay away. Mama janmani janmani bhavatad bhakti rahitu kitvai. Instead of, let me remain in engaged in your transcendental devotional service. Ahituki bhakti means transcendental devotional service. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budo kripaya tava pada pankajasthita dili satrasham vichintaya. This should be the position of a devotee who wants to be not in a limited sphere of selfishness of material world, but want to go back home, back to God, which is a greater realm and filled with realistic opulences there, not temporary opulences. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, is all attractive by all his opulences in full. So there is no dearth of anything to be worried about. But we need to keep our swarupa or status real, not temporary or not of fantasy. Today I am king and tomorrow I will be a poor pauper. Both are detrimental in materialistic. Therefore, those who are devotees, and the great kings like Parikshit Maharaj, as soon as he heard about the curse, he immediately gave up. So, to achieve that status within human form of life is a very rare opportunity. So once taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who would want to get away from it? Rather, material nature is powerful, so better pray. Ha ha, Prabhu Nanda Sutta Vrishabhanu Sutta Yuta. Karuna karoye ibar. Narottama dasa koye natheli oranga paaye. Tama bina kiyache. The soul does not belong to gold or gold producing country. So how come it would become his forever? No. He belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his spiritual realm. So the purpose of this description is to show the transcendental and the material nature. Even both are said to be divine because they are both produced by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devi hesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mame vai prapadyante maya metam tarantite. So who is more important, the producer or the product? Who is more important? Do you want the producer or the product? Get the producer. The product will be followed. You don't have to acquire. There is nothing wrong to have this kind of description for people. When they criticize, they don't understand that why it has been given even in the first place. British has chided this. You know, they say, oh, they are talking of the land with trickles of honey and river flowing. There's a land of ghee and milk. They don't understand where the milk flows and how the milk will taste. Anyway, anybody has any question or comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. One question. Couldn't we engage these gross, material, physical, mundane, mainstream scientists and leaders with spiritual, transcendental science and communication medium in English, namely the real, actual meaning of psychology, which is translated through the Greek psyche as spirit. So emphasize spiritual language to antidote or counteract in the most subtle and real transcendental scientific way this gross material science. Use the medium, the ideal medium in currently in English to do this.
Srila Prabhupada is not joking. He said, yes.
No, I'm not saying he's joking.
I'm not telling
you. But I mean now. Now is the time. Isn't now the time?
Listen, Prabhupada gave a mandate to counteract the bluff of the scientists by giving them a very challenging understanding according to the authorities. So the devotees are supposed to be fulfilling Prabhupada's desire by putting up, say, a Vedic planetarium, right? Yeah. Then understanding between the paradigm which material scientists use and spiritual scientists use. Yeah. So there is a common language to be utilized. And that language he also given. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Prabhupada said, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is like a transcendental piano. Anybody who touches, a scientist or an illiterate.
I'm not denying the importance of the Mahamantra.
We have, then why do you need something else as a possible thing? Prabhupada gave already the possible.
I'm talking about Sanskrit translated into English, English translated into Sanskrit via the best known science in English. It's called psychology. The root etymological meaning of psychology is spirit, spiritual. Ideally, of course, meaning pure spirit, pure transcendental spiritual science.
You may be understanding that, but somebody understands psych means mind. And we don't give any damn to the mind. Rather, we give more importance to the intelligence.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, exactly what I'm saying.
But the meanings are different. So we do not want to go into this kind of, you know, what I mean and what you mean. No, what Prabhupada means, this is good enough for us. Right?
This is what I'm saying, exactly what I'm saying. Can we paraphrase Prabhupada? Can we do it? It's possible.
Why do we have to say Prabhupada is paraphrasing? No, speak as it is.
Half of the time, I'm suggesting half of the time to paraphrase, to make balance. Isn't Prabhupada and Krishna desiring that, wanting that, expecting that after some time, proportionate to our realization?
Paraphrasing is required when person do not understand, just to clarify. So you analyzingly put up a sentence into the same understanding, but in easy language or easy sentences. One sentence can be divided into few.
Maharaj, this is the fastest growing subject in the big universities around the world now. Psychology is the fastest growing subject.
Could be. But we are not all psychologists. Prabhupada is the supreme psychologist amongst us.
Spirit.
He understood the psyche of the people of Kali Yuga because he is following Sukadeva Goswami, who understands. Actually, all the sages of Sharanya, they are better psychologists. They are foreseeing that what we will be suffering in this age of Kali, better start reading Bhagavatam for 1,000 years. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.